Somebody get me a Birkei Yosef in Or HaChaim. So we're talking about if Kavona Shaloi Lotzis helps. Bechlal, by mitzvah, specifically by Ner Chanukah. So here's the Shaila. This might have happened last year, but the person called me again, Yashikoyach, last night, because they listen to the Shir every day. So Choshev Talmud Chochem in Eretz Yisrael, he had an interesting Shaila last year. Last year what happened was like this. He was coming home late. He saw that he's going to be home late. So he was in Eretz Yisrael, they light outside. So he was Mamane Ashliach, who's anyway lighting outside also right near him. The same apartment building. They all light, you know, by the front of the building. He was Mamane Ashliach to light his menorah. Very simple. And over there, they're very makbid with this man because they light outside. Even though Lufiani is Daiti in Eretz Yisrael today, you could light late because the streets are open very late. The Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is very late, even in Eretz Yisrael, even if you're lighting outside. If you're lighting inside, zicha, that's mafurish. I'm talking about even if you're lighting outside, bizman hazeh, the Briskerov used the Lachumra. The Briskerov held, you have to light, atcha tichle regel manashuk, so he put in enough oil till 10 o'clock at night, or whatever it was, whenever the... He held that it's not the half hour. Half hour was that in the time of the Gemara. You have to ask, time of the Gemara, there were no lights. That's why I have a very big issue. Again, it's G'dayli Olam, so that's why if you have a Messiah from the G'dayli like that, so some people light today like 4:30, right? A lot of Litvaks. They light 4:30 like they're going. It's based on the Cheshbon, how to learn the Sugya Masechta Shabbos, what was the exact Zman. Misha Tishkachama. Many Rishonim learned the Menseis. But there are those that learned from the... And then there's a whole bunch of Zmanim. 5 minutes after Shkia, 15 minutes after Shkia, 18 minutes, you know, everybody has... I saw Barry Byron like, you know, it's down to the minute when they light. When I was learning in Lakewood, they lit early. They lit a little bit after Shkia. A little bit after Shkia. I'd rather lit late. But I'm saying the meaning of the yeshiva was to light, at least as I could tell you, as if this was in... Long time ago. This was in Mendalat. It's a long time ago. Tovshin Mendalat. Okay, it's a long time ago. But that I assume the meaning is the same. It couldn't have changed. So Lamaisa, the issue that I have with it is that the whole Hadlaka then, which was tied into the Shuk, which the Ritva says Mefurish, by the way. The Ritva in Masechta Shabbos says, every Shuk goes by that Shuk. That shook, that market. Not the market that was then, Ragla the Tamadoi. Every shook goes by the shook of the Zman. Does that mean that according to the Ritva you have to light hours? Lavdavka. Just means the Tichla Regel is only when the shook empties. Right? Today, that shook of Chazal was when they had no lights. Do you understand? At night, the streets were dark and empty. Tamu chochem also leile chichidi balaylo, right? So I heard that Rav Moshe. I didn't see it in Piksav, but it's a Dover Pasha to me that he says it's not no b'zman hazeh. Says it's lights. People are going. It's a regular. It's oivim v'shovim. Today that we have lights, the market has nothing to do with shkia. Nothing changes by shkia. So to me, a guy runs home, right? 4:35, he wants to get that 16 minutes after Shkia. Mazeh. Who? Who are you lighting for? And you're lighting by the window. For who? The family is usually not even home yet. Because they don't get home till after 6 or 5:30, whatever. Family's not home. The streets are not any busier. Adaraba. Why? What are you doing? So you're running, you're trying to be yotzei a sheet that holds early. The other sheet to say fakir, it should be tzeis, doesn't excite me. So if somebody's a Talmud of a Baron, that's his Messiah and Makab. But if somebody's Tama, Anoch Machel, you Tama have a question, what should I do? I don't really hear that. I don't hear the early Zman today. Loimi boy, according to the Mogan Avraham, according to those who Paskin says? Of course not. I'm saying even those who go more Goyendik, and they understand that, but today it's almost, the reason why we don't do it by day, it's Kishraga B'tahara Mayahaniya. So now, you're doing it like at twilight, which is also not that great, and there's less people, and so what are you doing? I don't really hear it. Okay, but Lamaisa, they are very makpid in Eretz Yisrael to light Bizman. And this guy, he was in a jam up. So he's not getting home. He's not getting back to his place. So he told somebody else in the building, who's anyway lighting right next to his menorah, should light his menorah. Finished. What happened was, traffic opened up. He saw he's going to make home. He'll be home within a half hour after the Zman. So he doesn't want to have a shliach. He's lighting himself. He calls the neighbor back. I don't want you to light. Problem is, the neighbor's not picking up the phone. And if the neighbor doesn't pick up in 2 minutes, he's in gehakta tzoras. He wants to know if he can do bitl ha-shlichas. He'll be mevatel the shliach. Shaloi b'fonov. He'll say, I'm being mevatel the shliach. The shliach said we're not doing a brachal vatol, because then you have a different problem, because he's lighting his menorah also. They all were lighting in the same place. He wasn't making a separate bracha. Nafkamina he had was, if the bitla shliach, see, he did that. If the bitla shliach works, now he could light with a bracha. No, you don't need shliach. That's by Gittin, the Gemara. Himself. Anim areini mevatel ha-shlichas. As mevatel the shliach. I was mevatel the shliach shaloi b'fonav. But Rishayna, that's what they did. And the only reason why he needed Eidus was for Eind of a Shebereva. Well, that's what we're getting to. The reason why the person called me back again now is because he heard yesterday's shir with the whole shayla kavana fucha. So I told him that it's bechlal na poshet. That you could be mevatel a shliach shaloi b'fonav in such a case. No, I'll tell you why. Not even to do with Edom. By the way, Edom won't help. Rabbi Ari, it's worse than Gittin. Abezdin won't help. Why? Because there's a whole kvutzas achroinim. Rav Shimishkop, v'talmidov, Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, that say that you can only be mevatel a shliach shaloi b'fonov for a chalois. That means I make a shliach, he should make a chalois for me, a chalois gerishin, chalois gittin. That's called a shliach chalois. On a shliach chalois, you could be mevatel. Why? Because you're the bala chalois. I'm being mevatel. But a shliach maise, which means I'm telling a shliach, do this action. Why? Do this action. Truma is a little better because it does have a chalois of koshin. Do this maisa. Right? Like the marshal, Rav Shmuel Zovsky says, Rav Shemishkop said, I'll leave it to Beishama, you can make a shliach for Ritzicha. Yeshlich v'aveira. What would be, you send a shliach to murder somebody. According to Beishama, Yeshlich v'aveira. And then, in your house, in your privacy of room, you go, I'm being mevatel the shliach. Zoktiv Shimon, it's nothing. Because he's a shliach maisa. Shliach maisa means I'm doing because you told me. That's it. I'm doing b'tzivucha, b'tzivuyach. I'm doing because you told me. And the male, the only way to get rid of that is to tell him no. As long as he's doing mikoyach your tzivui, he's your shliach maisa.
Would it be like shooting an arrow and then saying
that? Yes. Yes, exactly. So if Shimishka pulls by a shliach maisa, you could be mevatel. The only way you could be mevatel is you tell him, I don't want you to do it. So now if he does it, he's not doing it because you told him. If he goes, okay, I don't care, chob dem bodarein, I'm doing it anyway. Okay, so then you're not doing it because I told you. But as long as you're doing because I told you, so now you're my shliach maisa. So I told him that it's bechlal not so poshet. So we were handling with kavana then. There were other etzes, creative etzes. Just so you know, it's such an interesting shaila. It could happen to anybody if you can't. You tell somebody, and then you realize, whatever reason, that you are going to be able to lie, and you don't get hold of them. Again, today, usually between texting and calling, you get hold of people, right? Or there's another person there with a cell phone that you can get hold of, whatever. But it could happen you can't get hold of somebody. So there's all other kind of zaitik acute aids. Like maybe be mafka the house. He told me then, his chavrus and yeshiva told him, you should be mafka yadira. Now you're parted from the chanukah. There's no chiv chanukah. You mafka the whole bias. Just like, you know, you could be mafka yitzitzis. Mafka yitzitzis. If the Gemara brings down the case of... Oh, I want you to know that the Briskerov, somebody get me a Tshuva Zvan Hoggis, Chelik Aleph, passes for the Briskerov. Whenever the Briskerov came to a place, he was someplace for Shabbos, and he had a suffix about the mezuzah, he'd be mafker his rights in the house. He was afraid to use the house. Yashukach. He has a piece here in Hilchos Mezuzah of Sternberg. It's passed for the Briskerov, such a thing. So when he went away, and you can imagine how many shilas the Briskerov had with mezuzahs. Reb Zalman Mivilni, the Reb Chaim Volozhin's brother, used to be very makbid that the mezuzah should be by the Shlish Elyon. It's supposed to be in the top third. A lot of times the mezuzah is a little low. It's a big shilah in the Poskim. Whenever he had a situation like that, it was Shabbos, he'd mafka the bias. He was afraid to go in. So he writes over here, Shamati, because although he couldn't fix it. Shamati shemoron agriz, hagai v'debrisk, kishirador b'vilna b'sha samuchama, kol pam shohir loy sofi b'kashur samizuzin, hifkir aschus shiyesh loy b'bias b'fnei shloisha. Briskerov was very busy being mafka. So you can look up the Geshmaka piece here, Tofresh Mem Aleph and Chelik Aleph of the Tshuvas Van Hoggis. So this is a big shaila. I mean, listen, they used to do this all the time. If mezuzah fell on Shabbos, Reb Chaim Knievsky brings down this etzah. Mezuzah falls off on Shabbos, you're not allowed to put it back on. Be mafka the bias. Some old, you don't have to be mafka the bias. If Malav Shukh fell on Shabbos, so I'm not mechuyev now to put on the mezuzah. There's no isra to live without a mezuzah. It's like the Kaddish Midariyah Shenuchos Tzitzis. But if Tzitzis rips on Shabbos, he also can keep on wearing the beged. It's not a bit lase. It's only called a bit lase if you have the ability to do it. In other words, why am I not allowed to wear the beged? Because wearing the beged is a bit lase. But if I'm not allowed to put strings in, it's not a bit lase. No problem. So some held not like Reb Chaim. I think Reb Eliashiv got the held. That if it happens on Shabbos, you can stay in the bias. You don't have to. So this, some people gave him this etzah. So he was asking me, so after hearing yesterday's shir, that they thought the simple etzah is have kavanah shaloi lotzeis. But now that we have this shiloh we were discussing yesterday, maybe it's totally in this machlokes between the Beis Yosef and the Mishabura. Right? Maybe it's totally in this machlokes, Beis Yosef and Mishabura. Because the Beis Yosef said that he was choshish, that you shouldn't have kavana hafucha. Not good enough. It's not good enough to have kavana hafucha, right? Mishabura said, no, you could have kavana hafucha. Actually, Mishabura says, we looked up yesterday, he says it's still better to hear the bracha from somebody else. Since it's a machlokes, whether kavana... When you're achsano, your wife is lighting, it's still better for you to hear the bracha from somebody else because it's for tashayla in halacha. But the Birkei Yosef Mamish explains it the way we said it, that kavona afuche is a problem. He explains this inyan of why the Beis Yosef held not that doesn't work. He says like this. The Kohani, all the cases that the Trumas Hadeshim talks about, where you have Kavona not to be Yotzeh, he says, Bishas Amiras Chaberoi, Habrocha Toli Boyu B'Kavonosei. The tzorich kavona lotzeis bebirchas chaveroi. Vim loy kivin lo yotzo. Af sheyechavon amavorach loytziyoy. Vikivon sheboy adover toloi. Im loy kivin lotzeis bebirch laatzmei lehavi bruch shein tzricha. Avol hocha ein toloi bekavonosoi klal. By Hanukkah, we don't need your kavon. Ubein yechavon lotzeis bad lokas ishtoi, bein lo yechavon potter. The otir bad lokas beisai, beautiful lotion of the Pirkei. You're decorated, you're crowned with the adloka of your home. Umemele hu yoytze, the loy shavki ravcho ledidei, the boy kavon lotzeis, bechihai sova moron davi broch shein tzrich. Kenir alil das moron. Azayis Pirkei Yosef Masber the shita of the Mechaber Chido. So he wanted to know that was the etzah that was given to him at the end, the best etzah to get bitul hashlichus, because that taka according to Rav Shimon doesn't work, right? Forget there's the mafka the bias. They had all other kinds of etzahs, you know, etzahs that I would say are not good. Somebody told him you could have been makna the oil to somebody else. And now when the shlich is lighting the menorah, he's lighting with Shem and Gzula. Take your oil, be makna with a kinyan suda to somebody else. Now when the shlich lights the menorah, he's lighting with Shem and Gzula. And that is a whole shayla shalom meishiv that you're not yotze. Sayelts mitzvah b'avera, sayelts, we spoke about the shayla whether you need lochem. But even if you don't need lochem, it's a mitzvah b'avera, all kinds of other. But that would be a pel de gezach, that would be l'chor l'fneiver on the shliach. That's a very problematic, that's not a good eitz. No, but it's a aver b'shoigik. It's also a mitzvah b'aver. Whatever. It's not an eitz. That doesn't nishken eitz. Doesn't nishken eitz. So I want to tell you like this. I think that there's a big difference between the case of adlokas ishtoi and kavona shel lotzeis in such a case. I think in this case it's much better. It's much better. Why is it much better? That the losh, if you looked at the loshon chida, otir hu bahadlokas ishtoi. Beautiful loshon in the Beis Yosef. You're crowned. That's how he's explaining the shita samachaber. You're crowned. It's an interesting loshon. You're wearing the crown of the mitzvah. Your otur, that's the lashon he uses the chidah when he's masber the Beis Yosef. He says, "So what? You had kavana shalei lotzeis. Ain't a dover toli boy. So okay, ain't a dover toli boy. The adayin lo afilum lo yichaven even your achav lotzeis potter v'otur b'hadlokas beisai umemelo hu yotze v'loy shav kirecha l'didei." I think what the Chidah is saying is like this. My wife is mechuyev in her Chanukah. When she lights the Chanukah menorah, I can't say that that's not a hadloka. That is a hadloka. If my wife lit the Ner Chanukah without my permission, it's still a Ner Chanukah. So I have hadloka space. The shliach is nothing. If I'm chavin shaloi lotzeis, there's no adloka bechlal. I'm no chiv bechlal. He has no chiv. It's only my intention to be yotze with that adloka that makes it a adloka. I'm saying I don't want to have any shachas to that adloka. I'm not yotze with that adloka. See, he wants, very good, he wants. It has nothing to do with me. For him, it's not a ner chanukah. He was yotze in ner chanukah, he lit his menorah. For him, it's not an Ner Chanukah. He's lighting now an Ner Chanukah for me. I'm being mechaber before Shaloi Lotzeis. The whole Chidah is saying that the mechaber holds potir v'otir b'adlokas ishtoi. B'adlokas beisai. Who cares that you were mechaber not to be yotze? You have a Ner bias. Here I don't. So it's Ravcha, it's just the opposite. Here it's Ravcha Shavik. So Halacha L'maaseh, I hear that you should do both things. You do bitul hashlichus, but bitul hashlichus, I think, is very questionable by yishlich ma'isa. But I hold that the kavona shalei lotzeis here would work. Va'afilu l'daat maran. I feel especially according to the Chidah's beer in the Das of the Shulchan Aruch, which is that the only reason why Mechaber holds it doesn't work is because it's there already. Potter v'otter hu badlok asishtai. You're wearing the crown. It's on your head. You have a Ner Chanukah crown. You can't take it off. That's what the Chidah is saying. You're crowned. So that's how it would come out of Lochamais. Okay. Shai, I'm sorry. Today you could stay. I can't stay.
Okay.
We'll see you by the Oifel, Mr. Hashem.